Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Headlines from this week. An economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis says a recession is coming, but it has not manifested yet. Kevin Cleason made those comments Monday morning in Bentonville at an economic briefing at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. We'll hear more from Cleason a little later on the program today. First, though, Steve Easterbrook, who was dismissed as president and CEO of the McDonald's Corporation over the weekend, resigned as a Walmart board member on Monday. The Bentonville company announced the departure in a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. On Sunday, McDonald's, which is the world's biggest fast food chain, dismissed Easterbrook because of a recent consensual relationship with an employee, which is a violation of company policy. Easterbrook joined Walmart's board last year and was part of the Compensation and Management Development, Strategic Planning, and Finance Committees. His departure drops Walmart's board to 11 directors, led by Chairman Greg Penner. After the break, we will discuss the R word with Federal Reserve Bank economist Kevin Cleason. The R word, by the way, is recession. That's next on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. Local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
A recession is a macroeconomic term that refers to a significant decline in general economic activity in a designated region. It's typically recognized after two consecutive quarters of economic decline, as reflected by GDP in conjunction with monthly indicators, like, for example, employment. Recession is a popular topic right now in boardrooms and coffee shops and on the campaign trail. It was also a topic Monday morning in Bentonville at an economic briefing hosted by the Little Rock branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis and Heartland Forward, which is a new research institute established recently and based in Bentonville. Kevin Cleason is an economist with the Fed. I spoke with him after the program to find out more about his thoughts on that word, recession, and a few other topics relating to the national economy.
I don't think we're in a recession now. We're in the midst of the longest economic expansion in U.S. economic history. So we know a recession will come at some point. And typically those things occur because of things we don't anticipate or can't forecast very well. It may be the case that this sort of trade disruption we're seeing might be large enough cumulatively to drive the economy into recession. At this point, that doesn't appear to be the case, but who knows how things play out. So I think if we can resolve those kind of issues, that will help fuel the economy going forward, I think.
With all the data that you look at, what is one thing that is the most encouraging to you about our national economy? What is one thing that maybe is the most discouraging thing that maybe we need to work on a little bit?
Well, I think one of the most encouraging things is the labor market situation is very favorable. We have a very low unemployment rate, and that's spread across almost all demographics of society. So that's very good. The consumer is spending well and actually saving well. So I don't really worry about consumers leveraging, getting out of kilter in terms of taking on too much debt at this point. Now, on the things to worry about, businesses, on the other hand, seems to have taken on a lot of debt. So if the economy slows, they're going to get into kind of a situation where they're in a vice, where their profits will be being squeezed and their costs they have to meet because debt service will compete against that. And the other thing to worry about is manufacturing seems to be fairly weak right now. And that's part of this sort of weakness in investment spending. And I think that ultimately then feeds back into the reason for that is because of the trade tussle with China.
When you look at your jobs numbers and run those reports in employment, how much does starting to see more robots in the workforce, and automated and all that stuff. How much does that factor into, more so than maybe it did 5 years ago, into your jobs reports?
Well, the displacement of labor by capital has been going on for, you know, eons, right? So, you know, I'm an old farmer, and I, you know, I wanted to farm for a living, but, you know, there was not room on the family farm for me. So I had to go do something else. And so the displacement of labor by robots and other things is just something going on. I think what it does is that when you increase automation, that certainly helps the firm, it helps society in terms of if the firm can produce more with less, it leads to higher wages for those workers that still remain and more profits to distributed, and that feeds into higher stock prices and so on and so forth. Now, obviously, the people that are harmed are the ones that are displaced. So what society has to do, and what we have done to some extent, is put in place training programs to help those people transition to something else.
Right. Any other major takeaways you hope people are walking out of here with today? I mean, a primary thing you wanted to convey to the group here?
Yeah, I think we've kind of settled down into, at least from a national standpoint, an economy that's growing pretty close to its potential. It's relatively slow. I think if we can resolve some of these uncertainties that are out there and avoid some of these bad things that might happen, I think we can actually see faster growth going forward.
Right. What are some of the bad things that might happen? What are some examples of those?
Oh, typically recessions occur because you have a sharp increase in oil prices, which we're not seeing. The Fed can over-tighten it, possibly, and I don't think that's really the case. The Fed is actually easing now. So, you know, you could have wars or something else, and who knows.
That is Kevin Cleason, a business economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. For more from Monday's economic briefing in Bentonville, log on to our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. If a recession is on the horizon, it is not a deterrent for Springdale furniture company James & James, which is planning a significant expansion early next year. Company owner James Smith said the business will open a new location inside the former Watson Furniture Building on South Main Street in downtown Springdale. The company's primary production facility will still be on Randall Wobbe Lane in Springdale. James & James also has a retail store on South Thompson Street in Springdale. The company has signed a 5-year lease to occupy the first floor of the Watson Building. That's about 6,800 square feet. Smith said that space is being designed to include both a large retail space and an operational wood shop. The areas will be separated by large glass windows so customers can watch the furniture making process. Smith said a website has been set up to give progress updates about the new space. That's at thewatsonexperience.com. A tentative move-in date is early 2020. And that's all today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.